You're listening to the Isaka Podcast. I'm your host, Abby Norton. Today's episode of the Isaka Podcast is sponsored by ServiceNow, the leader in integrated risk and compliance solutions. In this episode of the podcast, I'll be speaking with Brandon Reese, Risk Solutions Specialist at ServiceNow. Thank you for joining me, Brandon.
You're welcome, Abby. Thanks for having me today.
So you recently hosted a webinar at Isaka's Virtual Summit 2021, where you talked about navigating a path to resilience. What exactly does that mean?
Being resilient, really, whether it's in regards to your suppliers, the technology you use, your workforce, your facilities, it's not something that you wake up one morning and just implement. It is a journey over time, and we talk a lot about that in the seminar. But there's a path that gets you to resilience safely, and that's a commonality. Before you go down that path, though, your organization needs to recognize there must be a certain level of digital maturity. So digital transformation is key to building in resilience. And unfortunately, that comes with risk. So you have to be able to manage your risks appropriately to safely digitally transform your operations. And that's a big part of what we talk about over time. It's a journey.
Absolutely. Where do you start with an organization that has multiple groups with different maturity levels?
And this is why it's a journey, exactly why. The expectation is that groups will be at different levels of maturity. They certainly are here, and they are at other companies that I work with all the time. And that's why this crawl, walk, run approach is so important. But a common way to figure out where you are is, number one, do a maturity assessment. So figure out from manual to perfection, where are you in that maturity curve? And we help customers with that all the time. But you can also determine where digital transformation is going to have the most value to your organization and where it's going to help you build most resilience. But that assumes you can measure your level of digital transformation or your level of maturity. And so there's often help there, and that's where we come into play in helping our customers. At ServiceNow, we built a heat map, and it shows the areas where we're doing good and where we need more work. Colors range from what you would expect, red for basic, orange productive, yellow optimized, and green transformed. And then to determine which area a specific part of the business applies to, we ask control learners 10 questions. And there's a calculation engine. It determines the score based on the answers. But if you do this on a regular basis, you can easily see where the gaps are and where you may have changed status in a negative direction or a negative trend. And that gets to the idea of where you potentially have the most risk. Risk in a specific area can be because you're currently undergoing a digital transformation. So things are in an unfinished state because it's still very manual, or maybe there's been an unexpected development. But in any case, that's how we do it at ServiceNow. I've seen similar approaches that our customers use and our more successful customers, but you have to have some way of measuring both your maturity today and where you are in that digital transformation journey. And that'll help you determine the steps you can take to get there.
Is there a particular standard or framework that you would recommend to manage risk and become a resilient organization?
Using a standard like ISO or NIST is a great place to start. But ultimately, it's really about adopting best practices for managing risk. So whether you're implementing policies or you're putting controls in place, maybe you're assigning risks and measuring risk, maybe you need to continuously monitor risk and compliance over time. All of these areas are important as much or more so than the framework itself. Another key element that I discussed during the webinar is engaging the front line. And this is key because without employee engagement, you can't get a complete view of risk, and you also don't identify emerging risks as quickly. So making risk and resilience part of everyday activities is key so you can gain that broad adoption and buy-in that sound risk management is an important part of the culture and everyday work.
Embedding risk processes in employees' everyday activity can sound easy, but it's really not. How do you accomplish this when organizations have various tools used to manage and measure risk?
Well, regardless of the solution you choose, a common platform is really the key. So you can either build your program using tools on that platform, and that's what we do here at ServiceNow with our Now platform, where our platform was built for the cloud. It makes custom apps and workflows very easy. Or you can integrate your various tools to collect the data in that platform. The former, whether it's ServiceNow or another solution, is the easier approach overall, because from a maintenance and cost standpoint to maintain those complex integrations and custom apps, that can be very expensive and very time consuming. The platform provides a common data model and repository that you can leverage across functional groups. And then it's about building processes and workflows that that don't take employees out of their normal routine or familiar tools that they're accustomed to. And I'll give you an example. So when sales tries to check their commissions at the end of the quarter, they have a common tool that they're used to, right? So let's embed a process where they're performing the attestation that everything was legitimate in terms of the sales step that they took, and ask them, right, do their quarterly certification right within the tool. And that helps us comply with Sarbanes-Oxley. Another example could be, we all need to attest to organizational policy on an ongoing basis. Sometimes that's part of being a new hire. Sometimes that's the annual review of, say, security policies or HR policies. But again, having them go to one common location in a tool they're already accustomed to review a policy and acknowledge that they've read it is another key way where you can have people doing work within the tools that they're accustomed to every day. And that helps you gain that broader adoption and really embeds risk and compliance activity into employees' everyday work.
I'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor, ServiceNow. ServiceNow helps power your resilient business with risk-informed decisions embedded in daily work and integrated across the enterprise. People and organizations work better as digital workflows and familiar user experiences improve decision-making and increase productivity. ServiceNow integrated risk and compliance products work together with your platforms and ecosystem to help you adapt to changing risks and business demands. Your program and risk posture improve as you create operational resilience, reduce costs, gain real-time visibility into risk, and effectively communicate with stakeholders at all levels, including vendors. Make risk-informed decisions in your daily work. Visit www.servicenow.com/risk. What is the difference between resilience and redundancy? Typical responses from stakeholders include, we have disaster recovery, business continuity management, and business continuity plans. Why are you making us do more? What benefits can you share with them?
Well, it comes down to having some framework in place to ensure everything you're doing works together. And we look at resilience across the four pillars in the business processes, then put activities in place so you can effectively do things like anticipate, prevent, respond, and adapt to crisis events in the future. And although business continuity and disaster recovery is a very important part of that, it's more than just those, right? It's really around managing policies and risk, both internally with your vendors. It's creating cross-functional workflows so we can respond faster, having dashboards that are role-based and provide the means to communicate what the viewer cares about, making sure everyone is really truly speaking the same language. And we know that there are benefits there. I talked about this in the seminar, but it really helps soften the impact of disruption, helps organizations bounce back faster, and ultimately perform better. And there are true statistics to measure this. And again, in the seminar, I talked about how organizations who invest in resilience are 40 to 50% faster in their speed to market. Their workforce productivity is 20 to 30% better, and they have up to 60% fewer IT errors and rework required for greater stability. So there is true quantifiable value in making this investment. And it is a journey of resilience beyond just business continuity and disaster recovery.
What do you think the future might hold when it comes to resilience?
Well, I think the one thing we all have learned from this is that you should expect the unexpected, because the events we've been through over the past year were not unique, and they will happen again. And the reality is, this pandemic event was something that was very low probability in most resilience programs. And the reality is, whether it is a pandemic or another crisis event, there will be another crisis event. And it could be another event even that has low likelihood in the best of resiliency programs. But we need to invest in technology that's going to support the entire process of getting workforce back to work quickly and having a resilient business in the future. And technology, I think, is going to continue to play a ever-evolving important role in all of this, because it isn't a people problem for us to fix and be prepared for crisis events. We need tools to help us automate and respond quicker. And so I think that's where what you'll really see is an evolution of technology to automate in this space. But certainly operational resilience is not something that's going away. It's really just a matter of when, not if.
Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners?
I really appreciate everybody's time. I know everybody's busy in your day to day. So to take time out of your day to spend with us is greatly appreciated. We do have a lot more to share with you. So I would say head out to servicenow.com/risk and read some of our thought process in a number of these areas and feel free to reach out. We'd love to talk to you more about how we can help you and your company be successful in this journey.
Perfect. Thanks again for joining me, Brandon.
Thank you, Abby. It was a pleasure.
That's all the time we have on this episode of the Isaka Podcast. Thank you again to our sponsor, ServiceNow. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe to the Isaka Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.